Lesson 8, Our House. There are times when the pressures of life are a heavy burden to carry. Where can people go to find the pressures of life lifted and then enjoy a period of celebration? The psalmist recounts a uniquely joyful experience when worshiping in the house of God. In the contemporary scenario, in the midst of an isolating pandemic, when Karen heard the church was opening as a hybrid worship model, she couldn't wait to hear the details. Karen is on the senior usher board at church, and every time the church doors opened, Karen was there. Even a few times when their city was hit with a storm that dropped several inches of snow, Karen was there for morning worship along with Pastor and a few others. During the pandemic, when churches completely closed for several months, Karen yearned to be at God's house. Karen often shared with others how she missed the privilege of worship in God's house, which is our house, the body of Christ. Karen explained while God could be felt outside of God's house, the pandemic interrupted the stability that regular worshipers in God's house provided. It was during this time Karen discovered she had a gift. She began writing poetry about God's house and would share them as devotional blogs during the shutdown on her social media platforms. In poetic eloquence, Karen wrote about God's beauty, goodness, strength, and presence. Karen's heartfelt devotionals about sensing the presence of God and longing for fellowship with God were so inspiring, people were motivated to share their testimony in the comment section about their longing to be in God's house. Karen's poetry attracted the attention of a national Christian radio station, and she was invited to read some of her devotions on air to inspire and motivate others. Discussion questions. 1. When you think of God's house, what iconic significance does it hold in your heart? 2. Share your thoughts on how being in the presence of God is truly home. 3. Share a time when you felt the presence of God so strongly that you knew God was present.